Kroger's Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Of course, you know that there's a shortage of meat everywhere today. And you know, too, there isn't much chance of getting that famous Kroger Tender Ray beef. But your Kroger meat man wants you to remember that Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. As always, however, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Now, although beef and pork are hard to get, your neighborhood Kroger store has a plentiful supply of wonderfully tender and delicious Kroger's selected seafood. What a tremendous value. Not only is Kroger selected seafood low-priced, it's the finest flavored seafood in town. You see, Kroger seafood is selected especially for its firm flesh and ocean-fresh flavor. Then it's rushed delivered to your Kroger store. Yes, there's a marvelous shore dinner waiting for you and your family when you serve tender, perfectly delicious Kroger's selected seafood. So visit your Kroger store. Make your choice from the grand variety of Kroger's selected seafood. There's fish for baking, frying, broiling. Just the kind of fish your family will love. That's why you'll want to visit your Kroger store as soon as you can and make your choice of your favorite Kroger's selected seafood. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Captain Harlow of the Rossville Police has insisted that Penny come to the hospital to be with Freddie when he's brought face to face with Bill Carver, the man found unconscious behind the store Freddie is supposed to have tried to rob. While Penny and Freddie wait out in the hall, Captain Harlow speaks to Carver in his hospital room.
Well, Carver, how are you feeling this afternoon?
I guess I'm okay, Captain Harlow.
Well enough to talk?
I don't talk much.
But I'm afraid you're going to have to talk.
There ain't a law says I do, is there?
No, but it's your duty as a citizen to talk.
A citizen of what? Group of scared, dizzy people who get needled by the cops?
You don't understand, Carver. We don't have anything against you. Well, nothing that we know of.
Yeah?
Yes. It's Freddie Lang we're holding.
That's so.
Yes. You know him?
No, who?
Freddie. Freddie Lang.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him, eh? This is very interesting.
Yeah, what's interesting about it?
This is beginning to prove my theory.
About what?
About how you happen to be found unconscious behind that store on River Street.
Look, don't be a chump, copper. If you want the story from me, don't give me no ideas about what to tell you.
Don't worry, I'm not a fool. I have no intention of telling you how I think you got there, but I have intentions of your telling me.
And what if I don't want to tell you?
Well, I guess there's nothing I can do to force you to talk. But, look, Carver, unless you were behind that store for reasons you don't want me to know, I don't see any reason you can't tell me everything.
Maybe just because I know it can happen to a guy with a loose tongue.
You mean you're afraid of Freddie Lang and what he might do if you talked? You don't look to me as if you're the kind to be afraid of anybody.
Or anything, copper, including cops.
You still think I'm trying to involve you in the attempted robbery of that store?
I don't know what you're trying to do, and I don't care. All I know is you're getting in my hair, so why don't you scram out of here?
I will in time, copper. But first, I want you to do one thing for me.
Yeah, what?
I have Freddie Lang under arrest for trying to rob that store on River Street.
What store?
The store we found you behind, knocked unconscious.
Oh. And the Lang guy tried to rob it, you say?
We think so. We found his ring on the ground, not far from where we found you.
Oh, is that so? What's the Lang guy say to that?
Well, nothing. He denies everything. Even denies he was behind the store.
That's so?
Yes. So, I'd like you to do me a favor.
What?
You can't deny you were at the store because that's where we found you. Someone knocked you unconscious. I think maybe you got a good look at your assailant. I'd like to bring Freddie in here and let you have a look at him.
And if when I see him, I know he's the guy that slugged me, Then what?
Well, just say so. That's all I want to know.
Then the Lang guy goes to the jug, huh?
Why, do you have any objections to that?
I don't. But I don't want to be the guy that sends him there.
I see. Well, then, see the Lang boy for this reason.
You call Lang a boy? Is he just a kid?
Oh, not in years. He's 22, but he's got the attitude of a 14-year-old and the making of a criminal. And he also has one of Rossville's finest young women completely fooled. I'd like you to help me straighten her out.
I don't get you, copper.
I mean, this young woman has complete faith in Freddie's honesty and integrity, in spite of the fact that he already has been suspected of involvement in two robberies in the short time he's been in Rossville.
Two jobs, huh? Nice kid.
Yes. But Miss Gibbs is a fine young woman who's going to hurt herself terribly unless she can be shown she's wasting her time helping this boy Lang.
The dame's name is Gibbs, huh?
Yes, Penny Gibbs. Maybe you've heard of her.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, then maybe you know what a fine young woman she is and how foolish it is of her to have this blind faith in young Lang.
Yeah, copper. I sort of see what you mean.
Well, then, if I bring Freddie in and Miss Gibbs along with him, you'll tell me what happened behind that store?
Yeah, copper. Yeah, I sure will. Bring them in, both of them. I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Look, Gibbsy, why don't you scram out of here before that cop comes out of Carver's room and we have to go in?
No, Freddie. I'm going to stay right out here with you and go into Mr. Carver's room when you do.
Gibbsy, please don't.
Why not?
Because, well, I told you why, sorta. You see, this guy Carver, he don't like you. And there's no figuring what he's going to say just to make it tough for you.
Freddie, why doesn't he like me? He's never seen me.
Yes, he has, Gibbsy. You don't know it, but... Well, he seen you once when I was with him, and what he said about you then, it gave me the creeps.
Freddie, you're telling lies again.
No, I ain't.
When were you with Bill Carver?
I ain't saying.
When, Freddie? The night Johnny Keith and I saw you on River Street, where that store was almost robbed?
It don't matter when I was with him or where. But I'm telling you the truth, Gibbsy. Don't you go near this guy Carver. He's the kind of guy who'd take an... Uh-oh. Cop's coming out of Carver's room now.
Good. Maybe now we'll see Mr. Carver and get the truth about all this.
Look, Gibbsy, before it's too late, will you please be a smart dame and stay out of here while I go see Carver?
No, Freddie, I'm
all
going
right,
with...
Miss Gibbs. You too, Freddie. We're going in to see Carver now.
Okay. But look, copper, does Gibbsy gotta go in with us?
I think it's best she does, Freddie. All ready, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, yes, Captain Harlan.
All right, let's go. And listen, Freddie... I don't want a word out of you unless you're spoken to and asked a question.
You mean I just got to stand there and let this guy Carver say anything he wants to, huh? Not
I am warning you, Freddie. Not a word out of you. And here we are. Just a minute, Freddie. Miss Gibbs first.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gibbsy.
That's all right.
All right, Freddie. You next.
Convict before copper, huh? Okay.
That'll be enough out of you. Miss Gibbs, this is Mr. Carver. Mr. Carver, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Mr. Carver.
How are you?
And have you ever seen this young fellow before?
Yeah, sure. I've seen a punk before.
Listen, you, why...
I warned you, Freddie. I don't want to hear anything from you till I tell you to talk.
Okay.
Carver, I want you to do Miss Gibbs a favor.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be so hard to do. I always was one to go soft for a good-looking dame.
What I'm going to ask you to do may not be so easy, Carver. Miss Gibbs here has a great deal of faith in Freddie Lang.
Yeah?
Yes, she believes we were wrong to arrest Freddie for attempted robbery.
That's so?
Yes, Mr. Carver, that's so. And I'll keep on believing that Freddie's innocent until you or someone else proves to me that I'm wrong.
So I want you to tell us how you happen to know Freddie Lang and how you happen to be found unconscious behind that store on River Street.
Sure, I'll tell you. You better sit down, Miss Gibbs, because this is a long story.
All right.
Gibbsy, can't you...
That'll be all from you, Freddie.
Can I even
Freddie,
say
you
what
better
I...
do as the captain says and just listen to the rest of us.
Okay, Gibbsy, okay, but don't say that I didn't warn you.
Here, Miss Gibbs, this chair.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Carver, ready to hear your story.
Okay, here goes. I was walking down River Street about 11 o'clock.
Yep.
All I noticed at first is another guy walking down the street toward me. And all of a sudden, I hear a noise in the alleyway. I look in the alley to see what it is, and this guy you called Freddie comes and looks in, too.
But you said you didn't know Freddie Lang.
Well, just because I meet him in the alleyway, does that mean I know him?
Hmm.
I never seen him before then, and I ain't seen him again since then. Didn't know his name was Freddie Lang till you told me, copper.
All right, go on. You looked in the alleyway, and then what?
Then I saw what was making a noise, and so did the kid here. It was a guy busting into the joint. I said to Freddie here, come on, let's go see what this is all about. So we start down to the alley, see, and just
yes.
as we get up to the guy, he spins around and lets me have it over the head. That's all I remember until I woke up here.
So that's what happened, is it, Carver?
Yeah, that's what happened, copper. Didn't the kid here tell you the same story?
Freddie didn't tell us anything. Why not, Freddie? Why didn't you tell me what happened?
Well, it's just because that I knew you wouldn't believe me. You never have believed me about anything else.
Captain Harlow, excuse me, but I think this explains how Freddie's ring was found behind the door, doesn't it? Freddie fought with a man who hit Mr. Carver and lost his ring that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. In fact, that's exactly what happened, Gibbsy.
All right. Mr. Carver was there, and he says that's the way it happened, so I suppose that's the way it happened. But, Freddie...
Yeah?
Next time, tell your story yourself, will you? And you'll be in a lot less trouble. Come on, I'll get you an official release.
You mean I'm getting out of jail, huh?
Yes. Mr. Carver has cleared you. Now, if you'll just...
Just a minute, copper. Can I see this kid alone before you take him away?
Oh, sure, if you want to. Coming, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, yes, Captain. Hello. Goodbye, Mr. Carver. Thank you.
Okay. I was glad to do it.
We'll be waiting for you in the hall, Freddie.
Right. Come over here close to that bed, you punk.
Sure, sure I will, Bill. And look, thanks a lot for making up that fancy story about how you
look,
got slugged.
You mug, you hit me and I know it. You hit me because you was too yellow to bust into that store with me.
No, Bill, that isn't the way it
Never
happened.
Never mind what it wasn't. I didn't lie to that cop to get you out of a jam, kid. If I hadn't lied, I'd have been in a jam myself.
Yeah, I know all about
and
that,
I got
but don't
a good
you...
reason for staying out of a jam right now. You crossed me, and I'm going to take care of you my own way.
Oh, look, Bill.
And while I'm taking care of you, I'm going to take care of that dame you call Gibbsy, too.
So it was Freddie who hit Bill Carver. No wonder he wouldn't tell his story to the police. But what will he do now? Will he be able to convince Penny that she's in danger, or is Bill Carver's promise just an idle threat? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Your radio and newspaper have told you about the nationwide shortage of meat. And right at home, you've found there's not much chance of getting that famous Kroger tenderay beef. But you can rest assured that Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat for you. As always, however, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. You'll want to remember, too, that there's a plentiful supply of tender and delicious Kroger-selected seafood at your Kroger store. It's the finest flavored seafood in town. Remember, Kroger-selected seafood, firm-fleshed, delicious, and packed with ocean-fresh flavor, is available at your Kroger store only. Now your local announcer.